the language of the subconscious. Stories are fantastic. Humans have been telling each other stories since the dawn of time, for entertainment, for teaching, for inspiration. Today, if you can tell a good story, you can make a lot of money. The richest and most famous people today are connected to the storytelling industry. Young kids from around the world dream of being movie stars, of playing characters in stories up on the big screen or the small screen. If you can tell a good story through the written word, you can create the fattest income streams possible. But even on a small scale, telling decent stories can take you a long ways. If you can take normal, everyday things that happen to you and deliver them through a basic story structure, you'll be the hero of every party. Most people speak haphazardly and randomly. But if you can speak carefully and articulately with a lot of presence, this is a surefire way to become mesmerizingly attractive. But beyond simple stories are the metaphors within the stories. Popular music is filled with metaphors. It's a common belief that humans are, at least sometimes, logical creatures. This is a very, very dangerous belief. Sure, some people can be logical some of the time, but most people are not logical, ever. And if you want to move those minds, you need to speak the language of metaphors. Not in poetry or anything goofy like that, but when we humans describe the world and what we want out of it, we almost always use metaphors. Metaphors are built into our language. Just saying something simple like fall in love indicates a metaphorical description of a complex human experience. We say in love, which means love is a container of some kind. We say fall in love, which means it happens unexpectedly. These are just at the word level. You don't necessarily need to speak in metaphors. Just pay attention to the metaphors other people use to describe things, to describe what they want, what they fear, what they hope for. Metaphors are like a second language that everybody speaks, but from the subconscious level. If you master this language, you can speak to them on a very deep level, a very profound level, a very unforgettable level, and move their minds and their desires to wonderful places. The more you can understand and use metaphors, simple ones and complex ones, the more you'll be appreciated, the more you'll be respected and admired, the more you'll be desired by everybody. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.